playing, and now there's a sausage there. How much does Jay put onto these? Why, you laugh? They're grown adult men making millions of dollars a year, and they're like playing to the sausage. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Whatever motivates you, whatever it's, no. I mean, you can't argue with success, but yeah, it does seem ridiculous, right? But you need some sort of rallying cry, and if the sausage is what keeps the win streak going, this will run its course too. I mean, let's say they lose tonight in Chicago, you might throw that out, right? Well, that could be the end of it.
Here's my problem, Jay. You have children. Back in my day, a rally cap, you just flipped your hat upside down. It was and shook it. It's the rally cap. Okay, no harm, no foul. Yeah. Put your hat back on. Let's go play. Kids last year were trying to find their little cute thing during the dugout, you know, in T-ball. Now they're bringing sandwich meat. You know, they follow these guys. There's going to be teams of T-ballers with a pork sausage on the end of the bench. And I'm like, just, you got to realize you're bigger than that. That's all.
I know. It's silly. But, I mean, a week ago, we were thinking this team was, you know, awful.
It's good.
And, you know, they're going to sell off some parts before the season. And now they're above 500. And
four games, you know, out.
They got shouting distance to the Tigers and Royals. So,
yeah, all right. Fair enough. We haven't been able to talk about it. Your thoughts on the Vikings pick? I like J.J. McCarthy. I was happy with that. This Dallas Turner guy from Alabama, good call. And then when you look,
looks like it.
They took an offensive lineman. They took a kicker. Can't tell you that doesn't hurt my feelings. I'm happy about it. An O-line, a D-line guy. The CBS said that this was a B-minus pick, a draft. And I'm looking at this. They got something for every hole in the lineup. If these cats plan out, I think this could be an A-plus draft for us.
It all comes down to what happens with those first two guys, right? I mean, that's the big part of it. That's your major investment, especially the quarterback. I mean, if McCarthy hits, then it was a successful draft. If he doesn't, then it probably isn't, unless, of course, Turner ends up being, you know, the best pass rusher that the league has seen for a while, which could happen.
Yeah.
His measurables, I mean, the comparison was him and Von Miller, and he actually is about the same size as Von Miller, but faster, longer arms.
Yeah.
You know, the production in college was there. So it seems like he's a guy that should translate and is less likely to bust than a lot of guys.
That's what I'm saying. I like what we got. I'm not going to rip these guys. Speaking of what we got, I got a lot of rain down here again this weekend. How are you guys sitting up there? Are you guys full yet? Because at some point we got to turn the spigot off because I'm never going to go off.
Yeah, we are above average. It is the seventh rainiest April in St. Cloud. So, yeah, we... I think it's like 3.5 or 2.5 inches above normal.
You guys were bone dry, though, right? I mean, at the end of last year, you guys were devastatingly dry. So are we, again, back to full? We're good?
We are at normal,
good,
I guess, levels, you know, in regards to it's not a drought anymore. We got enough rain for that. And we're expecting a bunch more rain here this week, too. So, I mean, we're not done with this. You probably are in the same kind of boat down there in southern Minnesota. So, yeah, we're looking at more rain. Just hope that there's enough days where there isn't rain, especially next week because golf league starts, right? I mean, that's you got to think that way.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, I got some practice I got to get in. Jay, I love having you in the program, my friend. I appreciate you being here. I always love having you here. Let's do it again next week.
You got it, Al. Thank you.
He's Jay Caldwell, voice there in Central Minnesota.
Dustlock. We can handle the dust. One application controls dust on unpaved roads, alleys, driveways, parking lots, campgrounds, construction sites, trucking and grain facilities, shops, lumber yards, and more. Ag, implement, and auto dealers, drive-thrus on your lot kick up dust. With Dustlock, you don't have to wash your inventory every week. Plus, it's environmentally safe. Find out more about Dustlock, environmental dust control of the Midwest, online at dustlock.com or call 1-800-797-0033.
Did you know the Alexandria area has over 350 pristine lakes?
Dad, look, I caught a fish.
No boat, no problem. Many of the area lakes have conveniently located public fishing piers.
That's a big one.
And Alexandria has you covered for bait, tackle, and all the gear.
Look at it.
All you have to bring is your fishing buddy.
I sure like fishing with you, Daddy.
Alexandria, Minnesota. Time to start exploring. Plan your summer at explorealex.com.
It's the KBW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder, your guide to great dining and entertainment in our area. Cargo Express, a bank robbed. This week's noon specials are Monday, chili cheese enchiladas. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, chicken and biscuits. Thursday, patty melt with chips. Supplied by Fidelity Bank and Trust. And Friday, bacon cheeseburgers. Find Godfather's Pizza Express, Mahaska Coffee, Cappuccino, fountain drinks, and more at Cargo Express on the highway in Bancroft, a convenient stop. When you're hungry, head to the Blue Earth Shell Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. They offer a full breakfast menu and $8 lunch specials Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. Eat in or order to go. Plus, there's sandwiches, burgers, pizza, and chicken strips, too, at the Blue Earth Shell Deli. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, the Main Street Market in Buffalo Center, has made-to-order home-cooked meals, daily specials, along with roasted chicken and pizzas. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, the Main Street Market in Buffalo Center. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, open Monday through Friday and Sunday. They have daily lunch specials and homemade soup during the week. Check out their Friday night specials, including prime rib. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, Main Street Mapleton, where fresh and flavor come together. Bucket's Bar and Grill of Buffalo Center has great nightly specials, including pizza and wings on Mondays, tacos on Tuesdays, tenderloins on Wednesdays, double cheeseburgers Thursday, all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays, and pizza on Sundays. Saturday, May 11th is Ladies' Day. Sign up for the Tuesday Night Bags League starting May 28th at Bucket's Bar and Grill, Buffalo Center. The Wells American Legion. Join them for Friday Night Meat Raffles starting at 6 p.m. Arrow E-Tabs now available. Come and support the Wells American Legion Post 210. And that's your KBEW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder.
What Emma Stone would like to be called from the Entertainment Tonight Newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Kevin Frazier. Oscar winner Emma Stone says she preferred to be called by her real name, Emily. The La La Land star took the stage name Emma because another SAG-AFTRA actress already had her birth name. Earlier in life, she didn't mind being called Emma because of her fascination for Baby Spice, whose real name is Emily Button. Celebrating an E.T. birthday today, comedian Jerry Seinfeld is 70, Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis is 67. It's a story. And which Brady Bunch star played the middle sister Jan on the hit 70s series? That would be Eve Plum, who today turns 66. And we'll have all the latest celebrity news on the next E.T. From the Entertainment Tonight Newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Kevin Frazier.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And make sure to cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
It's nice to know a guy that knows a guy. Al Travis.
Always fun to have Jay come in the program with us and cover what's going on in his neck of the woods and what's not going on. It's Sweep City, baby. And we're going to keep it that way at least until, what, I think the Twins play tonight. Let's keep the sweeps going, right? Thank you to Garrett Jacks also for coming on the program. Senator John Hoffman was with us today. Boyce Olson with the take. I love that cat and the way he handles his business as far as just here are the facts, ma'am. He'll throw out a thought now and again. Today we got about as far into that as we could. As far as his free speech stuff, we were talking about, of course, Senator Mitchell and what's going on. And also what's going on at the University of Minnesota and across the nation with this anti-Semitism. So I appreciate him taking the time to do that with us today. We had Jack Zimmerman on, of course, with Warfare Motorsports and the guys at the end of the bench, both John and Dan, Kickstarter things. Of course, that's where we came up with the whole Sweep City thing. Looking ahead, she's in the sweep mode as well. It is Senator Karen Housley. She's coming up next. Talk all things Minnesota. I'm sure we're going to bring up the New York Rangers. They're having a heck of a tournament as well. We'll talk more superstitions. Now the Twins have the, I don't know, is it a Homer sausage? What they're calling it. We'll find that out, I'm sure, as we keep winning, because this thing will grow and grow. Back after this with Senator Karen Housley on the Al Travis Show. Don't go anywhere. It's not the same if you're not here.
Pulling acres ahead of the competition is simple. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils are formulated with EnduroVis technology and a balanced additive package to control deposits for a cleaner, more efficient engine that gives you proven durability. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Available at New Way K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan. Relatively quiet weather for the beginning of the week will give way to a chance of showers and then storms as we go into the middle of the week, with a low pressure system slowly moving across the Great Lakes region. Then, as we go towards the end of the week, another low will move east off the Rockies and onto the plains, continuing the chance for showers and then storms throughout the weekend. As we take a closer look at the forecast, for tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a low of 38. Tomorrow, a chance of rain, thunderstorms likely by the late afternoon, mostly sunny skies and a high of 74. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms early, partly cloudy skies and a low of 44, with a chance of rain returning by early Wednesday afternoon, mostly sunny and a high of 67. Wednesday night, we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 49, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely. Then Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will remain throughout the morning, becoming more scattered by the early afternoon and a high of 65. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Patrick McMillan, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 48.
I was reading a book the other day.
Reading a book?
Yes, it's all about civilization or something. A money kind of a book. Oh. Do you know that the guy said that machinery is going to take the place of every profession?
What do you say?
No.
Tomorrow night?
No.
Next year?
No.
Good. Because by me it's this way. The longer they know, the harder they yes.
Well, I don't want to be honorable with you unless it's absolutely necessary.
It is the Al Travis Show. On with us today, we've got none other than Senator Karen Hauser. We'd love to have her on the program. How are you doing, Senator?
I am good. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you going to leave that camera off just so I can let folks know that it's not a problem?
I am leaving the camera off today.
Fair enough. Just want to make sure we're good. Thank you for jumping on and doing this with us. I find it interesting because I do call it Senate time. Senators have a whole nother time frame than the rest of the world. So to do a radio show where somebody's got to be there at this time, it gets nerve-wracking. I'm going to be honest, but you're there for me every week, and I do appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
Well, and I apologize that I'm late. We've got kind of a lot of stuff going on. There's a few things going on, and it's like, I was trying to like cut that conversation short. So I apologize.
No.
But here I am.
Let's talk a few things that are fun before we go any further. Your team seems to be doing relatively well in the NHL playoffs, the Rangers.
They are. For your listeners that don't know, my husband's the associate head coach of the New York Rangers, and it is NHL playoffs, the greatest playoffs in the history of sports, 7 games, 4 rounds.
All right,
and
boys.
We just won our, I know, right?
You and boys.
We just won the first round. We defeated the Washington Capitals in 4 straight games. So that was fun. That was a fun. I wasn't there. This one was in Washington, D.C. So I'm here in Minnesota.
Just share with us then, because you weren't there at the last one and they won, so you're not allowed to go any more games, right, Miss Superstitious?
They were out of town, you see. Okay. I don't go to the away games. Okay. So right. go to the home games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did wear the same outfit both games while I was home here watching in my kitchen.
I did see on Facebook that the New York Rangers Christmas tree, which is now quite the fire hazard, is still up in your home.
It's a faux tree, Al. Let's not worry about it drying out and burning up.
All right, fair
enough. Everybody enjoys my tree.
Do you know many baseball players? I want to ask
Justin Morneau.
More superstitious? Because I don't know if you saw this. Last year when the Twins would hit a home run, they put on this really stupid-looking fishing vest thing. I hated it. I'm like, you're making millions of dollars. Let's not act like children. But that's what they would do. This year, I don't know if you've caught it, but it's the home run sausage. There's a big lump of sausage at the end of the bench that you get to touch if you get a home run. And when I heard of this and I saw this on television, I thought, this is even worse than the Rangers and all the things they got to do to win. This is nutty, nutty to me.
It's fun. It's those little things that kind of keep the game fun. It's silly. Al, you need more fun in your life. Just those little things that you just kind of can joke about after the game. But I will tell you, we all take it very seriously. So if that sausage were removed, it somehow went missing, that is kind of a big deal. Like, call out the dog.
So weird. But I got to be honest, I think you might be the hinge pin here. Your Rangers sweep, Timberwolves sweep, the Twins have swept their last two series. I think it's on you.
You know what? Love is in the air.
All right, fair enough. All right. We got to talk work, and it won't be anywhere near as much fun. What can you tell me, if you can, is the plan moving forward? I think we have 14 business days left for y'all at the Capitol. We don't know if Senator Mitchell will be showing up or not. And have you and I talked about it? This happened last Monday, so we probably haven't discussed, have we?
Yeah. It happened pretty much when our interview was over, was when the news came out, and it was like, what? Yeah, lots happened in a week. It's continually changing and moving pieces, and will she show up, won't she show up? What will her leader say? What will they do? Will she vote, won't she vote? She is the deciding vote on every single bill that comes through. And, I mean, obviously, her judgment is impaired no matter what happened up there while she was the ninja senator sneaking in through a basement window. There's definitely some judgment issues. So, you know, do we think that's okay that she is the deciding vote on a public safety bill when it involves law enforcement or any of the large bills? She's the deciding vote. So we don't know if she's showing up today or not. They say she is. But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to allow her to vote or if she's going to recuse herself, which I doubt because if she's showing up. But our caucuses are so long trying to figure out if she shows up, here's our plan. And if this goes down, then we go. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever got to, in junior high, I had to take one of those writing computer language back then. If A, then B, all of that. This is one of those scenarios. So you have your big whiteboard all laid out going, okay, if this happens, we go this way. So I don't know. We'll see. Tune in.
This is so weird. And again, even if you give the senator everything she is saying is right, she's not going to resign. She said that already. Her lawyer said she isn't. But if you look at everything she said, even if it is her just a love for her stepmother who's going through dementia issues and she was just doing a welfare check, give her all of that. The way she did it is weird. She's a lawyer. She's an Air Force lieutenant colonel, a mom of three, as I understand this. Somehow in a three-hour ride when you're dressed like the Catwoman, you think something's going to hit you like, this may not be the way to do this. So I would agree with you. There's some judgment issues that need to be dealt with. So I pray to her that she gets that taken care of. When I look at it becoming political, obviously your team is going to have plenty of caucus conversation today. If A happens and B happens, the scenarios are all over the place. But can you agree that maybe the DFL has done just about all that they can as of this weekend? The head DFL folks said, we take her off the caucus, out of the caucus meeting. She can't come talk with us. And we kicked her off her assignments as far as the committee she's on. She's on an island now. I presume that's because they asked her to resign and she said no. I mean, there's not much more the DFL can do, is there?
Oh, there's a lot more they can do. They can publicly ask her to resign. They have not done that.
That's true.
By them telling her that she's no longer able to sit on those committees. Those committees aren't even meeting anymore. So that was just fluff. And that she cannot meet with our caucus, but she's still part of their caucus, so they haven't kicked her out of the caucus. She just can't caucus with them. So, you know, and why would she want to sit in a room with everybody who's kind of judging her? Yeah. So she doesn't have to go anymore. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I wish I could be banned from our caucus meetings. So all of that was just fluff to make it look like they did something. They actually did nothing. So to publicly boot her from the DFL caucus would be one thing, and then also to prohibit her from voting, to being that deciding vote.
So are you, and I'm just trying to clarify here, are you saying that you think the DFL has not done all that they can? Because the only thing I think they could do now, because you can't, they're not allowed to boot her out. They can't kick her out of the Senate until the Ethics Committee does their thing. That's never going to happen in 14 days. And if it did, then they're going to say that wasn't fair. It was rushed. So all that being said, the DFL could limit any bills that come up only to bills that are like 60-9, right? Or 60-7, whatever it would be. So to make sure that everyone agrees that the bills that get passed are not controversial and that sort of thing. Couldn't they do that yet?
Oh, well, that we would encourage them to do that. Only bring bills to the floor that have been agreed upon bipartisanly. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be smart. But the fact that they're letting her come back to vote, are they going to use her for that deciding vote on these large omnibus bills that have a lot of bad things in them? So that's yet to be determined. And yet they can still do things. They can vote to expel her. Like, that could come up on the floor and they could do that. There's a lot that they could still do, but they aren't. They're just pacifying the public and
Is that some sort of supermajority that have to have that to happen? If they brought it up the floor, the DFL said, we're going to take a vote on this, should she be a senator, does that have to get like 60%? Is that like a bonding?
Two-thirds vote it needs to get. Yep.
But you would obviously have every Republican that said, you bet. Do you feel, I don't know how much you deal with the DFL at all. Do you have that feeling that there would be half of the DFL said, yeah, we'll join that ticket?
I only hear rumors and no one's going to tell me flat out what was talked about. But the fact that supposedly internally they asked her to resign, and we hear there are 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know how many members that would prefer her to go away because it is a distraction.
Oh, yeah.
It is a distraction. She needs to focus on her legal issues. She's charged with a felony, and she needs to focus on her family and her legal issues. And she is not of a good place in her mind to be voting on these large bills.
Yeah, completely agree. Whether the size of the bill, Minnesota will survive whatever happens the next 14 days. Either it's 34-33, and again, I think the DFL could easily tamp this down with just not doing any controversial stuff from here, then there's no problem. And if we're at 33-33, nothing major is going to get done. Minnesota can get by the next 15 days. I seriously feel sorry for her, and I hope she takes the time to help her family, because the family's what, every day something new's coming out. The story tonight will be whether she showed up to work or not, right? That's going to be the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and whether they allow
that
her
will
to
be
vote.
The story.
All right.
Yep.
We got to go to Blake. I will ask you on the other side if we can talk some of the more controversial bills that are coming up. What exactly? Do we think they've got a shot or not, like gaming and that sort of thing? We'll talk about it with Senator Carnhousie right after this.
All the special interests are represented in St. Paul. But who speaks for you? Center of the American Experiment does. Our policy fellows dig into the tough issues that matter to you and offer common sense solutions on education, taxes, crime, and energy. American Experiment is the trusted, nonpartisan voice of Minnesotans like you. We are working every day to make Minnesota a better, safer, more prosperous place. We are American Experiment. Go to AmericanExperiment.org to learn more.
Dustlock. We can handle the dust. One application controls dust on unpaved roads, alleys, driveways, parking lots, campgrounds, construction sites, trucking and grain facilities, shops, lumber yards, and more. Ag, implement, and auto dealers, drive-thrus on your lot kick up dust. With Dustlock, you don't have to wash your inventory every week. Plus, it's environmentally safe. Find out more about Dustlock, environmental dust control of the Midwest, online at dustlock.com or call 1-800-797-0033.
When it comes to growing soybeans, performance is everything.
Wagner Seed is dedicated to improving your success by utilizing the Asgrow soybean varieties that'll perform in your fields. We have knowledge to make recommendations on the Asgrow variety that will make the most of every acre on your farm. Call Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
You can help your local economy by shopping locally. Shopping in your community goes a long way in helping generate business, and it could create more jobs. Show community pride, shop at home. This reminder is brought to you by Titanka Burt Communications, offering a vast array of services. Whether you're shopping for telephone, internet, or digital TV, turn to Titanka Burt Communications of Titanka and Burt. Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft is a place to go for quality pre-owned cars and quality service. Chuck Baskey has been in the auto repair business for over 30 years, as well as your local Snapper and Hustler dealer. Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft. And Andy's Embellishments and Floral of Bancroft, where flowers result in smiles guaranteed. Not those teensy polite smiles, oh no, the kind of smiles that make eyes twinkle and grins spread from ear to ear. Call Andy's Embellishments and Floral in Bancroft today at 515-885-2230.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
A as in alligator. L also in alligator. But it's not alligator. It's the Al Travis Show.
Lucky to have her on. She is Senator Karen Housley. And when we went to break, the question was going to be, with this 34-33, which is always an interesting balance to begin with, but now with what's going on with Senator Mitchell, and will she not vote, I want to ask you, let me throw up three or four things, and you tell me if any of them will have the legs to get across the finish line. Sports betting, is that going to still have what it takes to get across the line? It was iffy to begin with. Is this something they'll do in this situation?
I would say there's probably a 20% chance of that passing. It's not good. When they took out the historic horse racing, that was a non-starter for many people. So unless that gets fixed, and there's not much time, so okay. I doubt it.
The White Earth and Upper Red Lake land give back to the tribe thing, where are we at of that? Can that pass the 34-33?
I don't think that's... We heard about it a month ago. I haven't heard anything lately. Like, it kind of got... It kind of died because there was a lot of opposition, which was great. People came out and voiced their opposition. So I don't think that's going to go anywhere either.
The MAID thing seemed to die off. Medical aid and death, which is euthanasia, what we used to call I'm an old man. That had some legs to start, but that kind of stopped mid-session. Is that done for sure then?
Yeah, that one's done for sure, especially since Senator Huffman, which you have on. Did he come on this week? Was he on earlier?
Yeah, he was on an hour ago. Yeah, we covered a lot of this.
You did? I got to go listen to it.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
He gets lost talking about music, though. He's kind of like you with the Rangers. You can talk music with him. And
You bring the Rangers up.
Well, that's because I want the inside skinny. I like this stuff. That's what we get. We get a well-rounded Senator Karen Housley.
Medical aid and dying is dead on arrival this year.
All right. And will there be any there are talks about some constitutional amendments maybe be thrown out. We're not going to do any of that stuff either, right?
There was so much talk at the beginning, but it is tough when it's 34-33. And so luckily that's just a slim margin that there is. And now
No, hopefully it's just 33-33 and we can actually join some of these talks. But nope, that one's gone too.
All right, fair enough. One last thing, if I can, and it's more just a gut reaction of what's going on, because, you know, you watch this anti-Semitism in New York or, you know, California, and you think, mm-hmm. oh, those guys. But it's come home here to Minnesota. We're having people arrested. They're having all these rallies, for the, you know, using their term. I'm an old man, Senator, and I thought we got rid of anti-Semitism in the 40s, in the 50s. You know, we have gone past this. We have decided that we weren't going to go after somebody for a religious reason, but that isn't the case anymore. And I want your thoughts on it, then I would like to ask you to make one rule for me. So your thoughts on the anti-Semitism in Minnesota.
Oh, I can hardly wait to make the one rule for you. Now I know what that is.
Okay.
You know, like, that age, especially on college campuses, they you know, freedom of speech is such a big deal to them. But when it comes to anti-Semitism, or flip out the group that they're protesting against, mm-hmm. any other racial or LGBTQ, and that would not be allowed if they were protesting against any of those groups. But because it happens to be the Jewish population,
yeah.
if they're allowing it to happen, I don't understand it. I really, really don't understand it. It is wrong, and it needs to be stopped. But why it's allowed and schools are just backing off and letting it happen, it is completely wrong. And I feel for the Jewish students in these colleges.
Completely agree. And here's the plan I would like you to do is somebody at the state of Minnesota, we give now college tuition out. If you're under $80,000, you can go to Minnesota State school free. Other kids are getting scholarships and that sort of thing from the University of Minnesota, from the university system. They're getting grants. Some of these folks, I presume, are here on visas to come to school from the at the University of Minnesota from other countries. I would like the rule that just says if any of those apply to you and you call for the death of another human being on campus, we're cutting that funding. And you, if you're here on a visa, go home. And I only say that. I'm all for free speech, mm-hmm. Senator. I am. Say what you want until you threaten somebody yeah. else's life. At that point, yeah. I'm not paying for it anymore. I don't think Minnesota should. How crazy am I for that?
Well, let's get that language drafted, Al, and get that bill out there.
I love it.
I am happy to send people back home if they threaten another person's life or cut off their tuition. You're absolutely right, because Minnesotans should not be paying for those kinds of actions on their publicly funded education.
See, you get worried when I say I want you to make a law for me. There's one you can get behind, isn't it? And I went to the University of Minnesota down at the Coleman Hall. You could stand on this brick over here and some guy would be talking some crazy stuff. You'd stand there, listen to him a while. You'd go back and forth, have conversations, and ooh, look at your clock. I got to go to class. And you'd walk. It wasn't yeah. this. This isn't free speech. You know what? When you see it, this is calling for the death of other humans, making other humans scared to go to school. We should not have that. Thank you, Senator. We're out of time. Thanks for coming to the program. Love having you here.
I'll be back next week, and I'll be on time. Thanks, right. Al.
Senator Karen Housley on the Al Travis Show.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Did you know the Alexandria area has over 350 pristine lakes?
Dad, look, I caught a fish.
No boat, no problem. Many of the area lakes have conveniently located public fishing piers.
That's a big one.
And Alexandria has you covered for bait, tackle, and all the gear.
Look at it.
All you have to bring is your fishing buddy.
I sure like fishing with you, Daddy.
Alexandria, Minnesota. Time to start exploring. Plan your summer at explorealex.com.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds of Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Take a giant step for mankind.
There's got to be 100 reasons why I don't blow you away. Right now, I can't think of one.
I got the power. I got the treasure.
And you have a flight to catch.
Your agent.
It's me, Rocky. I'm Al Travis, the Al Travis Show, and I want to say thank you very much for being a part of it. Thanks to Senator Housley, Garrett Jacks, Jay Caldwell, Senator John Hoffman, Boyce Olson with the take, Jack Zimmerman, and the guys at the end of the bench, John and Dan, getting us to this spot in the day. Looking at tomorrow's lineup, it's looking good. We start with hard-headed sports Benny and Fetty Buss, Congressman Pete Hoekstra, Megan's news interview, Mr. Benjamin, Bruce with good news and only good news, and our law professor here, we love him, he is John O'Connor. He's coming to the program to tell us what in the world's going on with all the trials and all the things and all that with the former president. We've got all that coming up in tomorrow's edition of the Al Travis Show. It's not the same if you're not here, so let's make a plan. Let's do it again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
KBEW, Blue Earth, serving America's wealthiest farm area with local news, sports, and weather every day. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. We are following two big stories this hour, including the situation at Columbia University, which is now suspending students for ignoring an order to clear campus amid pro-Palestinian protests. But first, we have the latest on a deadly shooting in Charlotte. Here's Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
There were three members of the U.S. Marshals Task Force who were pronounced deceased, and there were four CMPD officers who were shot, one being in critical condition, who is now in the hospital.
Officers had been serving a fugitive warrant when shooting started. He says a shooting suspect is also dead.
We're staying out here.
Student protesters at Columbia now risk getting suspended after ignoring a deadline from the school today to clear tents from campus. School spokesperson Ben Chang.
Students who agreed to leave and sign a form committing to abide by university policies will be allowed to complete the semester. Students who do not will be placed on suspension, ineligible to complete the semester or graduate.
Outside the school's gates,
this has everything to do with Jew hatred, nothing to do with free and Palestine.
Protests are growing with members of the Jewish community now weighing in. At the University of Texas at Austin, police in riot gear arrested several protesters today. Students were also cuffed at the University of Georgia and Virginia Tech. And this comes as the U.S. pushes for Hamas to agree to a new ceasefire with Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls it generous.
In this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, possibly up to 1,000.
Cleanup continues today following a series of devastating tornadoes in Oklahoma. This woman's in hard-hit Sulphur.
My husband said, run, grab the dogs, get in the interior room. It was about a count of 3, 2, 1 after we closed that bathroom door that it hit the house.
The storms killed at least 4 people there, and that same system's now threatening millions along the Gulf. The CDC says at least 3 women have now contracted HIV from vampire facials. The beauty trend involves a blood draw that extracts platelets, which are then injected back into a patient's face. And a 46-year-old man battling cancer won that massive $1.3 billion lottery prize earlier this month in Oregon.
I cannot win it. I can't win it. But I didn't think I was going to win this big.
4th biggest Powerball prize in history. He says he plans to use it on chemo treatments. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-285-0395. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-285-0395. 800-285-0395. 800-285-0395.
Taylor Swift says she is pumped to get back on the road.
In an Instagram post, Swift says she's floored over the response to her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, which chalked up the best one-week figures for any album in 9 years. The singer says she's so fired up, May 9th can't come soon enough. That'll be opening night in Paris. Swift is expected to add songs from the new album to her three-hour set list. She spent her break from the tour hanging out with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Rolling Stones showing no signs of slowing down. They kicked off their Hackney Diamonds tour last night in Houston with a string of old hits and a lot of new material from their latest album. The Stones will hit 16 cities in the U.S. and Canada before heading to Europe. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan. Relatively quiet weather for the beginning of the week will give way to a chance of showers and then storms as we go into the middle of the week, with a low-pressure system slowly moving across the Great Lakes region. Then, as we go towards the end of the week, another low will move east off the Rockies and onto the plains, continuing the chance for showers and then storms throughout the weekend. As we take a closer look at the forecast, for tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a low at 38. Tomorrow, a chance of rain, thunderstorms likely by the late afternoon, mostly sunny skies and a high of 74. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms early, partly cloudy skies and a low of 44, with a chance of rain returning by early Wednesday afternoon, mostly sunny and a high of 67. Wednesday night, we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 49, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely. Then Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will remain throughout the morning, becoming more scattered by the early afternoon and a high of 65. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Patrick McMillan, and that's the latest weather on KBEW.
Right now, it's 48.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tune in to AM 1560 and 95.3 FM every Thursday morning at 11:35 for Growing with Johnson Seeds. This weekly program brought to you by Johnson Seeds of Wells is packed with agribusiness information, bringing you the latest updates in corn and soybean growing and farming-related topics. Listen Thursday mornings at 11:35 for Growing with Johnson Seeds on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. It is time now for Farm to Fork and the final farm market recap brought to you by Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburne.
Midwestern motorists can use E15 blended gasoline again this summer. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
E15 blended gasoline evaporates faster than E10, so it requires a waiver from the Environmental Protection Agency each year for summertime use. That waiver came recently, prompting Troy Bradenkamp of the Renewable Fuels Association to repeat the group's call for a permanent version.
If you had harmonization across the country by having year-round E15 resolved, then that would be a far better solution and a far better position for our supply chain so that there isn't disruption or no bottlenecks or anything like that. So yes, that's again speaking to the need for a 50-state strategy that allows for E15 to be sold year-round.
Scott Richman, also with the Renewable Fuels Association, says E15 is a consumer favorite.
The last few years, the economics of E15 have really been compelling, and so consumers and retail stations have responded to that. You're saving money, you're cutting greenhouse gas emissions, and air quality measures are the same or better. So it's a pretty winning combination. Just another reason why this shouldn't really be an issue anymore about whether E15 can be sold in conventional gasoline areas.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
What do most banks do when they're not taking care of customers? At Bank Midwest, our team is serving someone and something else. Like donating funds to the local fire department that needs updated equipment and protective gear. The kids in your neighborhood who need playground equipment. And the YMCA for the area that needs program funding. Bank Midwest, where what we do for you and your community matters. Bank Mid what? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
From the BillionAuto.com studios, here's Senior Market Analyst Brian Hoops on your Ag Network.
This is Brian Hoops from Midwest Market Solutions. Market Insider closing commentary Monday, April the 29th. Corn fractionally lower, down 0.75 cents. Bloomberg Crop Progress report this afternoon. Expect to see corn plantings 26% complete, with soybeans at 17% done. Spring wheat 26% planted. Winter wheat conditions expected to drop 1% to 49%. Good to excellent from last week. Soybeans did catch a move move higher from the soybean meal. His meal was nearly $10 better. Soybeans ended 6 cents higher. Argentina's soy crushers have gone on strike to protest new President Milei's tax bill, which will increase taxes substantially. This is a short-term positive for soybeans and for soybean meal as it takes less product off of the marketplace. Wheat futures were heavily mixed. Chicago down 14, Kansas City down 4, and that closed 14 off of its highs, while Minneapolis was up 3.5 cents. The spring Minneapolis wheat expect to see plantings ahead of last year at 26% done. Weekly export inspections for corn were a 7-week low at 48.3 million bushels. Soybeans were a marking year low at 9.2 million and wheat at 17.7 million bushels. Midday box beef was 40 higher. Choice select was 227 higher in 51 loaves. Cattle futures ended 145 lower in the June. August down $1 and feeders were 92 cents lower. Find out more information at our website, MidwestMarketSolutions.com.
Buyers and sellers of heavy equipment across the country are turning to Purple Wave Auction. Our full-service auction professionals handle every part of each transaction so sellers can get back to running their businesses and bidders can trust us to make the buying process safe and simple. Our transparent marketplace is free of reserves, minimum bids, and hidden fees. If you're upgrading or downsizing or just want to update your inventory of farm, construction, or fleet equipment, then don't wait. Visit purplewave.com today. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When addiction takes hold, it's easy to feel like no one can help. But you're not in this alone. For 75 years, Hazelden Betty Ford has been at the forefront of addiction and mental health care, evolving treatment, reimagining recovery, and breaking through barriers to help families everywhere find healing. So please reach out at HazeldenBettyFord.org. Help is here. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation and aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Kelly from Colorado asks, I was recently hired as a nanny and I'm saving 25% of my pay for taxes, but I was wondering if there's anything I should be writing off. I drive to the location, which is 25 miles one way, and I use my cell phone for keeping in touch with the parents during the day. Is there anything else I should keep track of or maintain receipts for? Well, Kelly, kudos to you for being organized and prepared. Tracking all of your expenses related to the job is exactly what you should be doing in order to be organized for next tax season.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is CNET, and here are the stories that matter right now.
Less than a year after its launch, Apple might be nixing production of its fine woven products. The rumor comes from a noted Apple leaker via a post on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, who noted that the stoppage was due to durability issues. And it wouldn't be surprising, because the fine woven case line left a lot to be desired. The material didn't do a great job of protecting your phone. The most telling sign that this rumor might be true? Apple has already released a new line of spring-colored cases, none of which were in the new fine-woven material.
Stay up to date with the latest by visiting CNET.com.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can.
Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
Rain makes corn and tough kids. Welcome to this Monday edition of Ranch Raised. We have caught some beautiful spring moisture the last few days. Despite the cool, wet conditions, there were still outdoor activities that went on, if you were tough enough to endure. Well, I saw that kind of tough in kids and families this weekend at a cattle show. Kids were washing cattle in the rain. There was mud to get around, and there was sheer perseverance on display. I know this was also true for those kids who were at junior high and high school rodeos battling the same conditions. And I am sure that there were a host of other farm and ranch kids who were out at the elements doing their chores. doors, AIing cattle, and all the other things that had to be done around their home place. It reminded me of my college livestock judging days when we practiced judging Hereford bulls in blizzard conditions in January somewhere outside of Laramie, Wyoming. Or when we spent cool, wet fall days at the Cedar Top Ranch putting together endless classes of replacement heifers. I remember our judging coach trying to give us a pep talk even though we couldn't feel our fingers and toes, that we were the tough ones and all the sissies were at home on that Saturday morning watching cartoons on the couch, eating Captain Crunch in their underwear. So cheers to all the kids that get outside and get it done in rain, sleet, snow, or blazing hot conditions. You can ride with my crew anytime. All right, my friends, have a great day from all of us at this great American radio station.
Buyers and sellers of heavy equipment across the country are turning to Purple Wave Auction. Our full-service auction professionals handle every part of each transaction so sellers can get back to running their businesses and bidders can trust us to make the buying process safe and simple. Our transparent marketplace is free of reserves, minimum bids, and hidden fees. If you're upgrading or downsizing or just want to update your inventory of farm, construction, or fleet equipment, then don't wait. Visit purplewave.com today. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Got a teen in your life? They could be successful if they do one thing. I'm Cooper Lawrence, health and wellness expert, and this is all well and good. We want the teens in your life to thrive. A new study from the University of Houston found that teenagers who change their life goals are the ones who end up successful. For example, teens whose goals are to go to college do. Those who want to have good relationships do that too. In sort of a if you can dream it, you can be it way, realistic goals were more achievable. So guiding the teen in your life towards realistic goals are the best way to help them get there, since the study found that education and prestige goals were the most consistent predictors of later income success as well. I'm Cooper Lawrence, and this is All Well and Good.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And make sure to cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Now more than ever, shopping locally is crucial. Shopping locally helps stores maintain inventory, which creates more selection. Keep in mind, by buying products and services within your community, you're keeping those dollars local. A message brought to you by Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, offering complete embroidery services for individuals and organizations. Turn the ordinary into special with personalized embroidery. Plus, you can order all your personalized promotional items from Lycia, too. So stop in at Heartland Embroidery in downtown Blue Earth. And when you need reliable plumbing and HVAC services, count on Eric Plumbing and Heating of Elmore. They're experts in plumbing, heating, air conditioning, septic systems, pump and well repair, and drain cleaning. Call Eric Plumbing and Heating of Elmore at 507-943-3267. Hi, everybody. This is Randy Allen reporting on sports. Well, our baseball game we had scheduled today, USC hosting Lyle Piccelli, has been postponed. That's moved to Saturday morning at 10 o'clock due to field conditions here today. So no game today for the Rebels as they were to host Lyle Piccelli. There are a number of other activities on the sports schedule. Check ahead, though, because some of these things may be postponed because of field conditions. There was baseball, Maple River hosting Waterville Elysian Morristown, Wyndham hosting Fairmont, softball, JCC at Blue Earth Area for a doubleheader, USC at Bethlehem Academy, and Maple River at Waterville Elysian Morristown. And boys tennis, New Prague at Fairmont today. Golf, Blue Earth Area girls at the Fairmont Big South Meet, and the Blue Earth Area and Fairmont boys are at Waseca for a Big South Meet there. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial is scheduled at Maple River, and North Union and Bishop Garrigan scheduled at North Iowa, and track and field, North Iowa and North Union at West Hancock today. Well, the Minnesota Timberwolves are headed to the second round of the NBA playoffs for just the second time in franchise history. After sweeping the Phoenix Suns, they finished it off with a 122-116 win last night. After the game, the Wolves announced that tickets for its second round playoff games go on sale Wednesday morning. Although fans with season tickets do have priority access, those tickets include the first two home games and the possible third home game in the series. So as the number three seed in the Western Conference, Minnesota will likely open the next series on the road. As second-seeded Denver has a 3-1 lead over Los Angeles. That means Minnesota's home games in the second round would be games 3, 4, and 6 if necessary. Additionally, the NBA announced that if Denver wins tonight to eliminate the Lakers, the Wolves-Nuggets series would start on Saturday, and the following games would be set for May 6th, 10th, 12th, 14th, 16th, and 19th. So if that's the way it goes tonight, Denver wins and wraps up that series. If the Lakers win tonight, that would push the series against Denver to 6 or 7 games and push the series to 6 or 7 games. The Timberwolves wouldn't start until May 6th. So you got all that now. If Denver finishes the Lakers off tonight, we're starting Saturday against Denver. And by the way, the Nuggets listed point guard Jamal Murray is questionable for Game 5 against the Lakers tonight because of a strained left calf. Murray was seen nursing the calf in the fourth quarter of the Nuggets' loss to Los Angeles on Saturday night. Well, the Twins are back to it again. They open up a series in Chicago against the White Sox again tonight. That is the team that has really been struggling. The Twins just swept them last week, and they'll start a new series with them tonight in Chicago. Joe Ryan scheduled to pitch. He's 1-1 with a 3.45 ERA. The Twins won yesterday and wrapped up a sweep of the Los Angeles Angels as Austin Martin and Alex Kirilloff drove in 2 runs apiece as the Twins won by a score of 11-5. And a person with knowledge of the deal says the Dallas Cowboys are reuniting with running back Ezekiel Elliott after agreeing to terms on a contract with the former 2-time rushing champion. Elliott returns to the Cowboys a year after they let him go in a cost-cutting move. The Cowboys acknowledged during the draft last weekend that they had recently met with Elliott and his representatives. Dallas didn't draft a running back after moving from its starter each of the past 2 seasons. Owner Jerry Jones says he believes Elliott is still a starting caliber back. The 28-year-old played for New England, of course, last season. And that's your sports. I'm Randy Allen reporting.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Monday, April 29th, sponsored by Friends and Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. Today I'd like you to meet Phil Johnson, one of the new inductees in the class of 2024 for the Minnesota State High School League Hall of Fame. Before Phil Johnson of Stillwater created one of the top boys soccer dynasties in the state, he had to learn the game himself, and he did so as a young boy in Taiwan. His parents were missionaries in China, and during a civil war, they had to find refuge.
The soccer environment was not as beautiful as it is here. We had to move the water buffaloes, who were grazing at the ag campus, so that we could play the game. Many times we played soccer without nets on the goalposts, and yet we loved it. We loved it.
When he began coaching at Stillwater, he was educating both players and parents.
I get a teaching job in Stillwater. I had no idea what Stillwater, the town, was. And then there's no soccer. We really got an ethic going where I can take this home with me. I can dribble. I can hit it. It was success we wanted to create, not winning, because we can't control winning. And I found out that I needed to create ideas that other people could see. Well, that's a successful program.
Johnson completed a 32-year career with a record of 451 wins, 156 losses, and 64 draws. He led the Ponies to 16 state tournament appearances and back-to-back championships in 95 and 96. At one point, Stillwater compiled a 40-game winning streak, which was part of a 62-game run without a loss.
I didn't know I was going to be here very long. You asked me about how long, looking into the future. I would have been shocked if I'd said I was at Stillwater 36 years, 4 years in it as assistant, and 32 years. Every year was Christmas. We would start, the coaches and I would talk about, we're unwrapping these gifts called athletes. And what have they become? who is this new one that's in here? Who is this one? And how can we blend it together?
Small businesses are the backbone of America, and Franz and Bank recognizes their impact on the communities they serve. They're also committed to helping small businesses thrive, making them one of the top SBA lenders in Minnesota. In fact, they're an SBA preferred lender. Franzen is consistently named a top 504 and 7A lender in Minnesota. Start your next business adventure today at franzenbank.com/SBA. Franzen Bank and Trust. Real people, real results. Member FDIC.
It's the KBW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder, your guide to great dining and entertainment in our area. Average Joe's Bar and Grill, enjoy these great lunch specials. Tuesday, BLT wrap. Wednesday, beef commercial. Thursday, tacos or taco salad. Friday, pizza burger. All at Average Joe's Bar and Grill, downtown Bloor. The Bloor the American Legion is open Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to close, and Friday, 1 p.m. to close, with a happy hour 4 to 6. Meat raffle every Friday at 5:30. Saturday hours, 1 p.m. to close, with a happy hour 2 to 4 p.m. Join us for a drink with friends and support your local Legion Post 89. Bloor Shell now provides the service of pumping your gas from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. upon request. Stop in on Wednesdays and tell them you want the car wash special and get a $10 car wash for only $6 at the Shell gas station in Bloor at the intersection of Highway 169 and I-90. North Star Restaurant and Lounge in Fenton is open from 11 to 2 and 5 to 9 Tuesday through Saturday. Their nightly specials are Chicken Buffet Tuesdays, Tacos on Wednesdays, Wings on Thursdays, Fish on Fridays, and Prime Rib on Saturdays at the North Star Restaurant Lounge, Fenton. The Wells VFW has lunch specials from 11 to 1 for only $9. Monday, Philly Cheese Sloppy Joe with Choice. Tuesday, Shredded Pork Burrito with Spanish Rice. Wednesday, Turkey Commercial. Thursday, Sweet and Sour Chicken over Rice with Egg Roll. Friday, Chili Dog with Beans and Chips. Friday Night Supper, Shrimp, Baked Potato, and Broccoli Slaw for $12 at the Wells VFW. The Main Street Pub in Bancroft is open Tuesday through Saturday at 4, with food being served from 5 to 9. They have great nightly specials, including prime rib with salad bar Saturday nights. Watch their Facebook page for updates at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. And that's your KBW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder.
Hi, everybody. This is Rand. Or video footage residents may have. If you have any information, please call the Winnebago Police Department at 507-893-3218. Also, please remember to keep your vehicles locked. Well, in some other Minnesota news, it is going to be a challenging start to the summer for commuters driving Highway 14 in the Mankato area. The Minnesota Department of Transportation expects to begin bridge work on the Minnesota River Bridge overpass in a four-phase project beginning May 6th. Motorists can expect traffic delays and congestion, especially during peak travel times. The bridge rehabilitation project includes concrete work on the bridge deck to extend the life of the bridge. Highway 14 will remain open to through traffic in a head-to-head configuration. There will be shoulder, lane, and ramp closures as the work is completed in stages. Motorists are advised to find alternative routes. The project is expected to be complete by mid-July, weather permitting. The Albert Lea Wastewater Treatment Plant was recently featured in a national magazine for its work to protect the environment. The magazine, called Treatment Plant Operator, highlights Superintendent Brandon Houston's commitment to excellent operations, even with an aging facility. The cover story was prompted by Houston being named the 2023 Outstanding Class A Operator of the Year, and one of his staff, Cavett Wabshaw, being named 2023 Rookie Operator of the Year by the Minnesota Wastewater Operator Association. The team has received awards for outstanding operations from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency for the last 3 out of 4 years. The Minnesota Historical Society says ownership of a noose believed to have been used in the mass hanging of 38 Dakota men in Mankato is being considered for transfer to the Prairie Island Indian community. The society was responding to social media posts claiming that it had decided not to turn over the rope as requested through the Native American Graves Protection and Reparation Act, a 34-year-old federal law that was updated earlier this year to streamline the process of returning Native American remains and artifacts. The society has never hidden the existence in its collection of the noose, which reportedly was pulled from a mass grave following the hanging on December 26th of 1862. On the U.S.-Dakota War portion of the Society's website, officials made mention of the noose immediately following a description of 65 Dakota items eligible for reparation under the federal law. And the bipartisan Fend Off Fentanyl Act was signed into law this week, and some Minnesota law enforcement leaders are praising the bill for putting drug cartels in the crosshairs. The bill was a bipartisan effort with Senator Amy Klobuchar as one of the co-sponsors. Now that the law is on the books, it will go after international drug cartels by allowing the federal government to seize their funds and distribute them to law enforcement. The law also declares the trafficking of fentanyl as a national emergency. And we'll be back with a look at some Iowa news in a moment. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. Taking a look at some Iowa news, the town of Minden, Iowa, in the southwestern part of the state, was heavily damaged by a tornado Friday. The entire town has been blocked off unless you live in the town. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office estimated between 40 to 50 homes were destroyed, which is about half of the town. Early on Saturday morning, county officials confirmed four injuries were reported. Three of those people were treated and released. The fourth remains in the hospital. The tornado tore through Minden at 6 p.m. Friday as it broke gas lines, caused gas leaks, and tore down power lines. The city, as of Saturday, was still without power. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy has announced that the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship will invest in 14 urban water quality projects, including one in Algona. Nagy says $24,000 will be invested in a bioretention cell at Smith Lake. The bioretention cell will be constructed by the Kossuth County Conservation Board. This practice will intercept runoff from an asphalt parking lot adjacent to the Water's Edge Nature Center. The biocell will serve as a valuable filter for the water before it enters Smith Lake. Given the project's close proximity to the Nature Center, students and visitors will learn about the importance of stormwater management, water quality, and native plants. A body found in northwest Iowa in a field has been identified as that of a missing truck driver discovered not far from where his abandoned rig was found on an isolated highway just before Thanksgiving. But details of his death remain a mystery. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said Thursday the state medical examiner's office had conducted a forensic autopsy and authorities identified the body as that of 53-year-old David Schultz with dental records. The department said authorities do not suspect foul play in his death. Preliminary autopsy results showed no signs of trauma or serious injury. Further results are pending. The department said someone in his field discovered a body Wednesday near where Schultz's semi was found parked in the middle of the road on November 21st. And there is an alarming trend on Iowa roads right now as Iowa's Department of Transportation reports the state is seeing three times more deadly motorcycle crashes than this time last year. The fatality rate for Iowa motorcyclists is 10 times higher than the national average, according to the DOT. Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month is less than a week away, but DOT officials are asking bikers and other drivers to take safety seriously anytime you hit the road. Iowa is one of the few states that do not require motorcyclists to wear helmets, but not wearing one can often become deadly. The DOT says people often assume deadly motorcycle crashes are mainly caused by other drivers, and while that's sometimes true, that's not always the case. We'll be back to wrap up our news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Mark. When the time comes to purchase a memorial from Blue Earth Monument, you can trust that you are working with the best in the industry. You will receive the best pricing. You will not have to pay commission to a salesperson. You will get 146 years of experience in designing a personalized memorial. You will have a large variety of memorials to choose from, or we can customize a memorial just for you. You can see how the memorial is made in our production area. Blue Earth Monument is easy to work with. Stop in or visit us online at blueearthmonument.com.
And we're back to wrap up our news here today. Funeral services for William Bill Blaschick, age 68, of Nicollet, will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Catholic Church of St. Paul in Nicollet, Minnesota. Visitation is from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday at the Catholic Church of St. Paul in Nicollet. William Blaschick died Thursday, April 23rd at his home. Nasdaq Funeral Home in Wells is in charge of arrangements. And that's a check of your news. I'm Randy Allen reporting.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Thanks for listening to AM 1560 KBEW Blue Earth. And now you can also hear us 24 hours a day on Translator K237GT Blue Earth, 95.3 on your FM dial. KBEW, the information station, now on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan. Relatively quiet weather for the beginning of the week will give way to a chance of showers and then storms as we go into the middle of the week, with a low pressure system slowly moving across the Great Lakes region. Then, as we go towards the end of the week, another low will move east off the Rockies and onto the plains, continuing the chance for showers and then storms throughout the weekend. As we take a closer look at the forecast, for tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a low at 38. Tomorrow, a chance of rain, thunderstorms likely by the late afternoon, mostly sunny skies and a high of 74. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms early, partly cloudy skies and a low of 44, with a chance of rain returning by early Wednesday afternoon, mostly sunny and a high of 67. Wednesday night, we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 49, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely. Then Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will remain throughout the morning, becoming more scattered by the early afternoon and a high of 65. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Patrick McMillan, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 48.
Did you know that more than 25% of all toilets leak, wasting about 200 gallons of water a day? That's 73,000 gallons a year per leaky toilet. To find a toilet leak, add a few drops of food coloring to the tank. If the color appears in the toilet bowl, you may have a leak. Check your toilet for worn out parts such as a bad flapper valve, which is inexpensive and easy to replace. For these and other tips to save money and the environment, stop in at Blue Earth Light and Water. Get your dye kit and test your toilet today.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
It's time now for today's soil temperature report, brought to you by Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft, State Line Cooperative, and by Matson Seeds, your Bex Hybrids dealer, and Casey Nielsen Limited, your John Deere dealer of Buffalo Center.
The completely redesigned cab of the Case IH AFS Connect Magnum tractor is loaded with technology you can configure exactly the way you like. The new AFS Pro 1200 display puts control at your fingertips. Operate in comfort with the all-new ergonomically designed interior. Plus, it comes with AFS Connect, giving you the freedom to manage your fleet from the cab or anywhere else. See Bancroft Implement and ask them about the Case IH AFS Connect Magnum Tractor today on LennetRedPowerTeam.com and on Facebook.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit KC Nielsen Limited at 715 First Avenue Northeast in Buffalo Center.
Today's soil temperature for April 29th, courtesy of Moore's Ag Center at the 4-inch level, is 51.4 degrees.
Farmers at heart. At Beck, that's who we are. For over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Matson Seed are proud Beck dealers dedicated to serving farmers in North Iowa. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We're committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Brad Matson at 641-590-2471.
State Line Cooperative is accepting applications for a grain superintendent at our Blue Earth, Minnesota location. Contact Andy at 507-464-3333 for a list of job duties and responsibilities. This is a full-time position with full-time benefits, including competitive wages, health, life, dental, and vision insurance, PTO, paid holidays, 401k, and clothing allowance. Applications are available at any of our locations. Pre-employment drug screens are required for all full and part-time positions. State Line Cooperative is an equal opportunity employer. This is Kim Fay for State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Today's soil temperature report has been brought to you by Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft, State Line Cooperative, and by Matson Seeds, your Bex Hybrids dealer, and KC Nielsen Limited, your John Deere dealer of Buffalo Center.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Your classic hit.
60 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
The best classic hits. Girl, you are to me all that a woman should be. Dedicate my life to you always.
A love like yours is rare. It must have been sent from up above. And I know you'll stay this way for always.
And we both know that our
KBEW, Blue Earth, a service of Riverfront Broadcasting.
Deadly shooting of law enforcement officers in North Carolina.
It sounded like World War III.
Columbia University says it's suspending pro-Palestinian protesters.
We continue to urge the protesters to remove the encampment.
As Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks progress,
they could discuss a permanent end to the war.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Law enforcement officers are shot as they try to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. Daniel Melendez was nearby.
We were driving by. We heard about over 100 gunshots.
CBS's Jim Crisula.
Three law enforcement officers, including a deputy U.S. Marshal, were shot and killed, and five others were wounded, one critically, as they tried to serve an arrest warrant at a house on the east side of Charlotte, North Carolina. Mayor Vi Lyles.
We've lost three people. They lost their lives after they gave us the opportunity to be in a safe place, and they lost their lives.
The suspect was found dead outside the house. Two others inside were taken into custody. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
It's unclear whether the dead suspect was shot by officers or died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Student protesters kick off another week calling for Israel to end its offensive in Gaza and for divestments from their schools. A Columbia University spokesman says the school is suspending students who have not left the encampment. Odyssey New York's Marla Diamond is there.
Despite threats of disciplinary action, the tents stayed, and hundreds of students marched around the quad, chanting and beating drums in solidarity. Eve said she was hoping to send a message.
What I hope administration takes from this is that there's an outpouring of support from our community and that students are willing to fight for what's right.
Organizers say they have been peaceful and call threats of suspension or expulsion bribery.
At the University of Texas at Austin, six people have been arrested and officers used pepper spray after a group of protesters blocked the path of a police van. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken urges Hamas to accept the ceasefire deal from Israel that was made recently.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, possibly up to 1,000.
Four people, including a baby, are dead after tornadoes touched down over the weekend in Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt visited devastated Sulphur.
Definitely the most damage since I've been governor that I've seen.
Iowa and Nebraska were also hard hit, and the Houston area has been dealing with flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 146 points now.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
One of the winners of last month's historic $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot is an immigrant from Laos who has had cancer for 8 years.
I have feelings like I cannot win it. I can win it. But I didn't think I was going to win this big.
He didn't think he was going to win this big. Chang Charlie Saipan says he and his wife will split the prize evenly with a friend who chipped in $100 to buy a batch of tickets with them, and he'll use some of it to get a good doctor. If you want to live longer, don't take the elevator. CBS's Vicki Barker.
An analysis of multiple studies involving close to 500,000 participants has found those who climbed stairs regularly had a 39% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease and a lower overall risk of developing cardiovascular disease or suffering a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. They were also 24% less likely to die during the study period. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
He loves to sniff the neighborhood dogs a little too closely. On more than one occasion, you've seen him roll around in the mud. He's been known to drool a bit more than normal, especially when he's excited. And you heard him cleaning himself less than an hour ago. Yet, here you are letting him lick your face for a really, really really long time. We get it. You love him unconditionally. That's why Pets Best has customizable, affordable pet insurance plans so you can protect the love of your life. Get peace of mind and a quote today at PetsBest.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
After days of heavy rain in central Kenya, a dam burst sweeping away homes and killing dozens of people. BBC reporter Barbara Plett-Usher in hard-hit Mai Mahiu.
I'm looking at an uprooted tree right now, a damaged car. Dozens of people were taken by the water and have been killed. There's still ongoing searching for bodies, as well as just people wandering around trying to get their heads around what a great disaster this has been.
French actor Gérard Depardieu made his mark in Hollywood in the 1990 movie Green Card.
I think I tried too hard. I blew it.
Now, French prosecutors say Depardieu will face a criminal trial in October over the alleged sexual assaults in 2021 of two women on the set of the film The Green Shutters. Prosecutors will not retry an Arizona rancher whose trial in the shooting death of a Mexican man on his property ended last week with a deadlocked jury. The jurors in the trial of George Allen Kelly were unable to reach a unanimous decision after more than 2 days of deliberation. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Sneezing, coughing, a stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then, a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
U.S. households earning at least $1 million a year has skyrocketed. CBS's Jason Brooks.
According to online real estate firm Point Two Homes, the number of households earning $1 million a year topped 136,000 in 2022, an increase of 100,000 households from 5 years earlier. That includes salary, real estate or trust income, dividends, and other income streams, with a majority of people living in millionaire households coming from Generation X, averaging 50 years old, owning a $1.8 million home with three cars.
Southwest Airlines has launched a delay compensation program as part of a Transportation Department settlement over the airline's December 2022 holiday meltdown. It means travel vouchers of $75 or more to passengers delayed at least 3 hours getting to final destinations because of an airline-caused issue or cancellation. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan. Relatively quiet weather for the beginning of the week will give way to a chance of showers and then storms as we go into the middle of the week, with a low pressure system slowly moving across the Great Lakes region. Then, as we go towards the end of the week, another low will move east off the Rockies and onto the plains, continuing the chance for showers and then storms throughout the weekend. As we take a closer look at the forecast, for tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a low of 38. Tomorrow, a chance of rain, thunderstorms likely by the late afternoon, mostly sunny skies and a high of 74. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms early, partly cloudy skies and a low of 44, with a chance of rain returning by early Wednesday afternoon, mostly sunny and a high of 67. Wednesday night, we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 49, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely. Then Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will remain throughout the morning, becoming more scattered by the early afternoon and a high of 65. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Patrick McMillan, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 48.
This brings to a close another broadcast day on 1560 AM KBEW in Blue Earth, Minnesota. AM 1560 will return at 6 AM tomorrow morning. We invite you to continue listening on 95.3 FM or on our website at KBEW98country.com.
1560 AM, 95.3 FM, KBEW.
Top and give me all your lovin'. I'm Ryan Chase. Hope you're having a great Monday. Still to come, George Harrison, Got My Mind Set on You. Also, DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night. Right now, it's Hootie and the Blowfish.
Laugh at me when I look. Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do.
Is KBEW 1560 AM and 95.3 FM.
celebration starting. Under the street lights, the scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun, this ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on.
Rhythm of the Night, also George Harrison, Got My Mind Set on You. Here's a fun quirky story for you. A guy from Ghana studying forestry in Alabama just broke a world record for hugging trees. Yes, in 1 hour he managed to hug a whopping 1,123 trees at Tuskegee National Forest. And get this, he did it while fasting for Ramadan too. It's quite the dedication to nature.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's Hair Volume from New Nordic.
Hair Volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give Hair Volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some Hair Volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a perfect planting window you try to plant in, but it isn't always a very long time. With SpeedTube, only from Precision Planting, you can take advantage of that window by planting at twice the speed while still maintaining accurate seed spacing. This is Amber from Johnson Seeds of Wells. If you want to learn more about SpeedTube or other ways to transform your planter with Precision Planting, give us a call at 507-553-6136. Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
for the latest world and national news from the CBS Radio Network at the top of each hour on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Tonight.
1460 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Is your business struggling to accommodate employees with illness or injury? Are employee illnesses and injuries impacting your business? Minnesota Retain may help reduce turnover and lost productivity by providing your employees with return-to-work services to help them return to work as soon as medically possible. Learn more by visiting MNRetain.com. MN Retain is fully funded under a grant award by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. This message is brought to you by Minnesota Retain, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan. Relatively quiet weather for the beginning of the week will give way to a chance of showers and then storms as we go into the middle of the week, with a low pressure system slowly moving across the Great Lakes region. Then, as we go towards the end of the week, another low will move east off the Rockies and onto the plains, continuing the chance for showers and then storms throughout the weekend. As we take a closer look at the forecast, for tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a low at 38. Tomorrow, a chance of rain, thunderstorms likely by the late afternoon, mostly sunny skies and a high of 74. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms early, partly cloudy skies and a low of 44, with a chance of rain returning by early Wednesday afternoon, mostly sunny and a high of 67. Wednesday night, we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 49, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely. Then Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will remain throughout the morning, becoming more scattered by the early afternoon and a high of 65. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Patrick McMillan, and that's the latest weather on KBEW.
Right now, it's 48.
KBEW.
Last thing I remember, I was running.
Cool in the Gang, Celebration, also Eagles Hotel, California. I'm Ryan Chase. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. What do you say we do it again tomorrow? Same time, same great, excellent place. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday. Take care.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning.